Okay. Yes. Today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're on Tzadik Beis on the base. So yesterday we said a huge machlokes between Rav and Shmuel whether holchin b'mamon acharov or not. Rav said holchin b'mamon acharov. Sorry. Yeah. Holchin b'mamon acharov. When it comes to issues of money, you can go by the rov. So if you live in a town where 85% of the town does X, buys oxen for one purpose, and you bought it without stating the purpose, we can follow the rove to assume that that's why you behaved the way you did. Shmuel says, no, we don't follow the rove. So just repeat, the Tosfos said, Tosfos asked a question in Sanhedrin, why, this doesn't make any sense, if we hold, you go after the rove when it comes to Din and Nefashos, go after the rove when it comes to Din and Nefashos, follow the rove when it comes to Din and Nefashos, so we won't go to the rove when it comes to Dinei Mamonis. So last night I was thinking of another proof. So Tosfos asks, when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, we follow the rove. When it comes to Dinei Mamonis, we don't follow the rove. How could that be? So Tosfos says, really, Shmuel says we do not follow the rove when it comes to Dinei Mamonis. Why? Because really we do follow the rove. Here we don't follow the rove because it's a very lousy rove. Why is it a lousy rove? Because it's very geographic. So in this town, so in the other town, they do something different. What kind of rove is that? That's what Tosfos answered. I thought of another case. The Gemara in Makkah says that if you stab somebody, you killed him. So the Gemara says, well, maybe he was a treifa. Maybe the person was going to die anyway. And the Gemara answers, no, rogue people, not treifas. How do you get out of that one? Right? The Gemara says that. It's a Gemara. I think it's a Gemara that says that. In Marcus. No? What did you learn in Marcus recently? No, it's not there? Right? The Gemara says maybe the exact spot where you stabbed the guy had a hole in his lung, a hole in his heart. It was a trefa. So Gemara says, no, rove people, not trefas. So again, we're going to give you Misa based on a rove. Right? So the Shev Shmait had a whole lung that's, I don't go into it again. We do not, there's no such thing. The whole question, not a question. There's no Misa, there's no Din Nefashos based on rove. No such thing. What about that one?
Again, look, the Shev's price answer fits it perfectly.
It does?
You're not using the rove to acquit, to make the guy guilty. You're using the rove to establish that this was a viable person.
Uh-huh.
Once you establish a viable person...
Then you have Adam. Then you have Adam. Adam, let's say...
Same thing with
the trade piece of meat. Right, okay, it must be. So all the cases are going to be like that, basically. They were never...
Yeah, I think that alone fits
it. Right, you can fit it in, okay. So then, and then according to the Shev Shmaya, the Pasuk of Achirab Lahatos is limited just to a Bezdin. Or Isurim, you know, three hot dogs. But when it comes to, right? You need a majority of a Bezdin to Paskin, Lemisa, then you'll follow the majority. Right?
That's what we're looking at. That's not, you create this call of home, well, if it works by money, it should work by...
If it works by... Well, so that makes sense.
But
in the vacuum... Well, but oh, we're going to put a guy to death based on a rove. Well, you guy can't pay $100 based on a rove. That kasha I thought was a decent kasha.
Well,
it's two different things. Doesn't bother, the kasha didn't bother you.
Yep.
So the kasha didn't bother the Shev Shmaya either. So you have to find a way to get out of it.
Well, but I said you can take the approach. It's two different worlds. You can't apply one standard.
Right.
It's the same standard in flesh. It's a number.
Right.
Right. A lot of you think, oh my God, we killed someone, not going to take a dollar away from
him. Right.
I hear that also.
Right. Okay. So now, from today till we get to the Mishnah on Gimel and Beis, the whole Gemara is going to be straight questions and answers, questions on each of the two of them, from different Gemaras throughout Shas. Don't you see that we follow the road by Mamon? Don't you see we don't? Back and forth throughout Shas. So here we go. First one. Tashma. Hamocher Eved L'Chaveiro. If somebody sells an Eved to his friend, V'nimtza Ganev, and it turns out the Eved's a Ganev. Oh, Kubyustus. Or, Rashi, Rajban here, and Rashi elsewhere says, this means a kidnapper. Tosfos says, it can't mean a kidnapper, because we're going to say that all of them are like this. Every's a kidnapper. That's a little extreme. Every one of them. So Tosfos, it means a gambler. Every Evid's a gambler. Yes. Every Evid's a gambler. What do they do at night? They gamble. That, yes. So either way, it doesn't change the Gemara here. So you sell an Evid to a few friends, and it turns out he's a ganef, he's a gambler, he's a thief. So he gives you. It's a good sale. You can't tie in a mekachtos. Everyone's like that. They're all like that. Right? List in Mizuyin. He's an armed robber. That you didn't expect. He's a violent, violent, that I didn't expect. But anyway, a little pickpocket. They all play cards at night. But to be a to be an armed robber. Omichtav Lamalchus. There's a warrant for his from the king for his arrest. That didn't expect. Then Amalo Harishol Chalafanecha. Then he could say, you know what? I get my money back. I didn't expect a guy like that, right? My timer. What's the reason for all this? Lav mishum deruba hachi. Deruba lav mishum deruba hachi itznehu. Right? Rove of them are no good. Rove of them are ganos. Rove of them are gamblers. Maybe rove of them are kidnappers, according to the Rashbam. So what do you see? You're following the rove when it comes to money. So you see that Shmuel is incorrect. Rav is correct. Following the rove. What do we say? You buy an Eved, it turns out he's a gambler, can't get your money back. Why? Right, Rove is like that. So you see the kasha on Shmuel. The guy says, lo, no, not Rove. Kulu hachi isn't. They're all like that. 100%. 100% of them. Not 90%. 100%. So you know, it's like you're buying an Eved, he has two legs, you're buying an Eved, he's going to be a thief. It's like that's how, right? You're buying an Eved, the guy's got two hands and a nose and a face, he also is a gambler. He also is a thief. It's not a minority. It's a cool. They're all like that. It's part of the deal. You know what you're buying. That's what you're buying. It's not a kashan Shmuel. Tashma. Another try. Another one. This case is going to be the makar for the din that we had yesterday of Mamun Mutal Hasafik Yachloku. Right? So Tashma. Shar Shanagach Es Hapara. Ashar Gores Apara. That, no question, that happened. No one disputed that happened. Venimtza, nobody was there. The Rashbam says over here that the owner was there. I'm not sure what that means. But Venimtza uber vitzida. You see the mother cow, had the baby, the fetus, is lying next to the mother, dead. The Eini Yidua, and it's not known. Look at the Rashbam. The Eini, where is it? He doesn't have it. He has the Eini, Venimtza uber vitzida. You see where it says Venimtza uber vitzida? The Eini Yidua, and it's not known, LeBezdin, Bezdin doesn't know, V'lo LeEdim Yiduin, and Eden doesn't know, Aval Hein Yiduin, they know. Who's they? The litigants, they know. The Lokatani the Eini Yodea, doesn't have Eini Yodea, it's Eini Yidua, it's not known. They know. V'hachi Aminam B'shtayim Ochsin, Ul'rab Arvuna Damar Amar Sumchas Afilu Bari Ubari. I'm not sure what this Rashbam means. What does that mean? That they know. So therefore what?
It's even a bigger
kish. Okay, the Eini Yidua, they don't know. The Bezdin doesn't know. Im ad shlo nagcha yalda, was it gored first, and then it miscarried? In other words, it miscarried because it got gored. Oh, or im mishenagcha yalda. We don't know when it happened. So what does Sumcha say? Mishaleim chatzi nezek lepara. So it's a tam, right? We're talking about a tam. So the animal, the ox that gored the cow, was a tam. So you pay chatzi nezek. For the tam, chatzi nezek for the mother, the revi levlad, and a quarter for the vlad. Why do you pay a quarter for the vlad? Because it's a suffix. It's a suffix if you pay zero or chatzi, so you pay a quarter. Why? Because some has held mamon mutl b'suffix is chalken, right?
So take a stand chatzi nezek is knas.
Right. We did all that already. Here's the Gemara's question. Vamai, why is that true? Wait a minute. Why is that true? Why do most cows do not miscarry? Most cows, the rove of cows, carry to term. Why don't we say, rove, what probably happened, it was gored. If it wasn't gored, it wouldn't have miscarried. So what do you see? We don't follow rove. Vamai, wait a minute. Lema holech acha rove paros. Let's follow the rove nature of cows. Rove paros misabros. Most cows that get pregnant, give birth. V'ha v'adai, so for sure over here, machmas negichi pila. The reason why it miscarried was because it got hit. Why? Because rove cows don't miscarry for no reason. Okay? Why don't we say that? What do you see? We don't follow rove. Okay? Now, yesterday, the Rashbam said that when you walk into a store and you buy a cow, and then you come back an hour later and you say, this is a mekach tos, I can't work this cow. The owner says, nah, I sold it to you to plow, to eat. I didn't sell it to you to plow. Right? So the Rashbam asked, well, why don't we say over there, Mom Mutal Safek Yachlokin? So the Rashbam answered, because it's not a Safek, what happened? You know the guy, it's not a Safek, what happened? What's a Safek? What your intentions were. So then it's a Machlokas, do you follow over or not? So what's going on over here? The Gemara is asking a question on something that we don't know what happened. You hear what I'm saying? What should the case be? Right? Look. He brings it up again. Look at that Rashbam. V'revi nezek levlad. You see it? Is that the yeah? No, the next Rashbam. Okay. So let's do the Gemara's answer, then we'll do the Rashbam inside. So the Gemara says no. Hasam, by the case over here, by the Vlad, you have to listen to this very carefully. Bishum de mesapkalon. We have a suffix. There's no doubt that you're right. Rove cows carry to term. No question about that. Rove cows do not miscarry. But over here, mesapkalon, you know what the suffix is? The ikalamim, it's possible to say, mikame asa, that the cow's watching the ox run toward it. The cow got very, very afraid. And it miscarried because it was afraid. That's a grumma. That damage is a grumma. You would not be chayav for that. So, mikame asa, the cow's minding its own business. It sees this wild ox running toward it. Umibi isusa, and because it got so frightened, he peeled it and miscarried. The ikalamema, or if that happened, that's a grumma. You're not chayav for that. You're not chayav for that. It's a grumma. You're not chayav for that.
Who's that up to prove that?
1 minute. We don't know. The ikalamema, or you could say, Me'achura asa. The axe came from behind. The cow didn't even see it. It ran right into her. And what happened? Umingach negacha. And he hit her. Vehipila. And she miscarried. Have imamon hamoto besafek. What is that? That's a suffix. It's a suffix. We don't know what happened. That's the suffix. It's not a question of rove. You're right. Rove cows don't. It's not an issue. Besafek. V'chal mamon hamoto besafek. Chalkin. And any mamon that's in a suffix, we have to divide. So, we ask the question. The question is, well, rove cows don't miscarry. So what was the answer? What's this Gemara's answer? Rove cows still don't miscarry. What's the answer? How does the answer this question? The question was, you follow the rove. Rove cows don't miscarry. So how did this cow miscarry? It was hit. No, maybe it wasn't hit. Maybe it miscarried because of fear. Right. That's a patur. That's a grumma. You're not chayav for that. Although,
the Rashbam... Yeah, there's rove cows in that situation would miscarry.
What? Rove cows in that situation would miscarry. Is that the answer?
I don't know.
Right. So...
We don't even know if that happened at all. We don't even know if that happened.
Exactly. So look at the Rashbam, the second wide line. Umashani hasa mishum mesapkalon. Klomar. La'olam, really? B'mamon ha'olachachar rove. Really, we do follow the rove. The ubahasam hainer time with the chashav le mamon mutum asafek. You know why it's a safek over here? Mishum the chinami as lina basaruba akati. Even if we follow the rove, ikas sveka bahach negiches charla miftarei. I still have a safek. Why? Because the ikal lemeimar mikama kineged pneha asa hashar v'nagcha umachas biisusa kodem negichi pilu. The response says. Shekane, derech lahafil machmas pachad. Kima machmas negisha mamish. V'kayim alon, we learned, hamavis b'chaveru potter b'ndini adam. You scare somebody, you potter. Boo, the guy gets freaked out, and he does some kind of whatever happens, you potter for that. It's emotional, he has to go to the psychiatrist now for 3 years, you potter for that. Why? Because that's considered a grumma. V'kol shekane behemto, hamavis lehemto chaveru, the grumma b'nizakin potter, the grumma b'ni potter. That doesn't answer it?
Yeah, because we could, yeah, roll cows.
Right, but
it
could have been. Right, was it a grumma or was it real? That's a suffix, and therefore it's chalkin. So this is not a kasha on our rachlokas of Rav and Shmuel, right? Good, okay. So, okay, we know what we'll. If we have time, we'll go back and do that Rashbam. The Rashbam raises the question we raised yesterday. The only time we say we follow the rove and we don't have a suffix on what happened. Right? So what's he saying over here?
We have a suffix on what happened.
Right. Rabbi Sullivan know what happened. Like we had said before. Okay, nothing changed. Okay, next. Lemakitanoi. Let's say this whole machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, it's an older machlokas. What do you gain by that? Nothing. It's just an older machlokas. So Rav held his hat on somebody, and Shmuel's hat held his hat on somebody. Shar Shayroa. Shar is minding its own business. It's in the field. It's grazing. V'nimtza Shar Harug B'tido. All of a sudden, there's a dead Shar over here next to it. And Afal Pi Shezeh Menugach, it's very obvious that the Shar that died was gored. The evidence, they come, the forensic guy comes, he says, yeah, it was gored. And Vizem Muad. Turns out that this Shar that's minding its own business is really a Muad. Or, similar, Mu'ligach, Zem Menushach, the animal that's dead was clearly bitten to death. And you know what? Vizem Muad Lishach. This cow, this ox standing over here, was already a Muad to a bite. So, did this ox kill that ox? We have no proof. It's very circumstantial. There's no proof at all. There's no proof. So, ain't Omer be a dua shazen not for zev, zen ashko. You don't say it for sure. We have no proof. Like I said, it doesn't look good. No proof. Rav Acha says, wait a minute. But if it's a camel, I disagree. Gomel ha'ocher. If a gomel is mating another gomel, the Rashbam says it uses the lashon of ocher because camels mate back to back. So it's a lashon of ocher. The camels are mating. And Rashbam points out that the camels, sometimes when they're mating, they freak out and they go nuts and they can damage somebody. So, gomel ocher ben hagmalim, v'nimtza gomel harug b'tzido, and they find a dead camel over here. Biyadua, it's vadai, shezeh hargo. Okay? It's vadai that one killed. Now, savruha, how does this machlokas make any sense? What's this machlokas about? So savruha, the people in the yeshiva thought, to explain this brisa, deruba v'chazaka ki hadadininu. Rove and chazaka are on equal footing. You have a rove, and you have a chazaka, they're on equal footing. We said yesterday, rove beats a chazaka. Right? But the B'nai Yeshiva thought that rove and chazaka are on equal footing, therefore, one second, what's going on over here? So, there's a chazaka. A minute. The mu'ud has a chazaka. No. The mu'ud has a chazaka that what? That it killed? No, that's not what we're going to say. So, Lema, let's say, Rav, who held that you vow the rove when it comes to money, the Amar Kirv Acha. He holds like Rav Acha. That what? That rove camels in that situation. No. The chazaka is by Rav Acha. The chazaka is by Rav Acha. Since rove and chazaka are the exact same thing. They're the same thing. So Rav Acha followed the chazaka. The chazaka is that this camel is the one that killed. Why? There's a chazaka that camels that are mating are violent. So there's a chazaka that this camel killed.
But rove camels don't?
Right, rove camels don't. Why should rove camels not on wood? So, but it's a chazaka here in this case. So Rav, who follows money, who follows the rove by Mammon, will also follow chazaka by Mammon. They're the same thing. Rove and chazaka are the same thing. They're interchangeable. Rove is the same, chazaka is the same. So if I'm following the chazaka by camels, I'll follow the rove by the whole rest of the world. Shmuel, the Amar, Kitana Kama. Tana Kama said, why am I making this animal chayiv? This ox chayiv? All we have to make this ox chayiv is circumstantial evidence. That's not, what is that?
Yeah,
what kind of chazaka?
Because of.
Well, but we don't have any proof. There's zero proof. It's a coincidence. This animal's dead, and that animal's a mu'ud. Therefore, we're going to connect the dots. What's the hazmat to do that? Chazaka's not learned from mu'ud. Chazaka what? No, I thought they Gemara rejected that.
All right, but the idea is there.
Right. So. Shmuel says. No, it's exactly your point. So Shmuel says, Chazaka, let's say there's a Chazaka over here, but we don't follow the rove. So we're not going to follow the Chazaka either. It's exactly his point. We don't follow the rove. We don't follow the Chazaka. Let's say there's a Chazaka, this is the guilty Shar. Right? Let's say it's a Chazaka, but we don't follow the rove. We don't follow the Chazaka. We don't follow the rove, we don't follow the Chazaka. They're completely interchangeable. Okay, that's a very, very big Chiddush. The Gemara is obviously going to reject this. And the Gemara is going to say no. Amar Lacha Rav. Rav says, another Amri Afilu Tanakama. I even hold the Tanakama. Ad kan lo kamar Tanakama Hasam. When does the Tanakama say his din? Ella Dizlo Lina Basa Chazaka. Yeah, Basa Chazaka we don't go. Aval Basa Rub Hazlina. But of course we go Basa Rov. That's for sure. So, that's not a, this Brisa has nothing to do with Rav and Shmuel. Ushmuel Amalach, Shmuel could say, another Amri Afilu Ravacha. I can even hold Ravacha. Why? Ah, can lo kam Ravacha hasam. When did Ravacha say El Zina Basa Chazaka? When do we follow the Chazaka that this is the guilty camel, the ha gufe muchzak? Because its body did actual damage. Abel Basa Ruba lo was leaning. I'm not following the rove. What's the rove over here? I don't follow the rove. We didn't see the animal. We didn't see the ox do any damage. So I'm not following the rove. So this bryce has nothing to do with anything. Now I said this yesterday. Now the Gemara is going to prove that our Mishnah cannot hold like Rav. Why? Because Tashma, our Mishnah said, Amocher peros l'chaveiro. Somebody sells peros. Vizeron, you plant them. V'lo tamchu, nothing grows. Afilu zera pishtan. Even if you sell something that rove people don't eat. Rove people don't eat pishtan. Right? Ain't a chay b'chriyosan. You don't have to pay. Why don't you have to pay? Because you could say, I sold it to you to plant. Aye, but the rogue people don't plant it. The rogue people don't eat it. My afilu. What does it mean afilu? Even. Lav, doesn't it mean afilu zera pishtan? Even pishtan? Derubal is rea ninu? Derubal is rea zavni? Rogue people don't eat that. And he's going to tell you, I told you to eat? Afilu haki lozen abasaruba. We don't follow the rogue over there. The seller's allowed to say, I sold this to you to eat. Yeah, but 90% of the people don't do that. What are you doing? And you're allowed to say that. Why are you allowed to say that? Obviously, we don't follow the rove when it comes to mamonis. This kasha is so strong that the Gemara is going to be forced to say, you're right, it's a machlokas tanoim. And Rav cannot hold like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is clearly Shmuel. Clearly. How's Rav going to get out of that? So the Gemara says, you're right, tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoim. You're right, it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, hamocher peros l'chaveiro. Somebody sells peros to his friend. Vizaron. And he plants them, velo tamchu, and they don't grow. Zerone gina, or you sell garden seeds, flowers, things in the garden. Ein echal, that's never eaten. That's not mamash, not even edible. Chayev achriyusim. Tanakama says you have to be back for that. Zera pishtan, if you sell pishtan, ein chayev achriyusim. You're not chayev to pay back. Why? Because you could say I sold it to you for food. I didn't know you were going to plant with that. The Tanakhama clearly holds like Shmuel. Right? Clearly. Rabbi Yossi says, wait a minute. No, no sin lo deme zera. You do pay the deme zera. Why? Because since rove pishtan is sold for, rove pishtan is sold for planting, it's a mekach tos. That seems to hold like Rav. I think so. Amrulo, a third, the response is a third group of people. There are three people here. We have the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi, and now the Amrulo. Amrulo, some Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yossi, Harbe lochano soludvar machirim. There are many people that buy pishtan for other purposes. And the Rashbam explains. People will buy for food, people buy for refua. Let's say a guy will buy 10 sa for planting. What? Yeah, the Gemara knew. A guy will buy 10 sa of pishtan for planting. Right? But maybe you'll have 100 people that will buy a far, far, far smaller amount for refuah. Right? So when one guy walks in, he buys a huge amount because he's going to plant pishtan. But you have many more people coming in that are going to buy it for refuah. So what's the rove? Does it go by rove people, rove buyers, or rove use, or rove amount? Says the Amrulo, I'm not so sure. I think it goes by rove people. So what do you see from here? So, man tanoi. So who's the machlokas tanoi in between? Ilema, Reb Yossi, v'Amrulo. It can't be between Reb Yossi and Reb Amrulo, because they both say you follow the rove. The only thing is they have a different rove. Reb Yossi, Basa, Tarvayo, Basa, Ruba, Azli. They both follow the rove. Mar Azal Bas Ruba de Inchi, right? The Chachamim that answered Rabbi Yossi go by rove of people. Rove people. So rove people already are using it for not for planting. They're buying, each one's buying a minuscule amount. But so what? I go by rove people. And Rumar and Rabbi Yossi, Azal Bas Ruba de Zviya, he goes by the rove youth. Rove use, rove amount that's being sold every day. Yeah, 100 people, the guy's making nothing on that. The guy walks in, he buys a whole truckload. So Rabbi Yossi says, I go basar the planting. So that can't be amount, they're not arguing on anything. They both agree that rove wins. The only question is, what's the rove? Therefore, Ella e Tanakama for Rabbi Yossi. The machlokas is either the Tanakama or in Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama held, we follow the rove, like Rav. Rabbi Yossi held, we do not follow the rove. Or E, Tanakhama for Amrulo. Again, or it's Tanakhama and Amrulo. Tanakhama said we follow the rove, and therefore the seal's void, and the Amrulo said we do not follow the rove, the seal's not void. Okay? And that ends the discussion about rove. We're passing like Shmuel, but Ein Holchid Mamanachar Rove. We do not follow the rove. We had two reasons why we don't follow the rove we had yesterday. Right? Either Pnei Yeshua, either it's a Dindaraisa. Why? It's not Edim. It's just a rove. It's not Edim. Right? Or we said it's a Din Rabbanan, it's a Chumrah. Right? Really, we would follow the rove. But we're being machmir, not to follow the rove. That's what we said yesterday. Okay. Now, it's a new topic, but it's similarly related. Tan Rabbanan. Mahu nosin lo. So, if the sale is tak avoided, mahu nosin lo, what do you have to pay? What does the seller have to pay the buyer? Deme zera velo hotza. You pay a price for the seeds, but not the tircha. Not the amount. I hired two guys, I spent the whole afternoon. It cost me $100 to plant that seed. That turned out to be a lemon. I don't get that $100 back? No, you get back the 35 cents for the seed. That's what you get back. V'yesh omrim af ha-hotza. No, you get it back even the hotza. Man yesh omrim. Who's the yesh omrim? Omr of chister, Rav Shir ben Gamliel. It's Rav Shir ben Gamliel. Says the Gemara, hi Rav Shir ben Gamliel. Which Rav Shir ben Gamliel is it? Elam Rav Shir ben Gamliel, Demas Nisan. Is it the Rav Shir ben Gamliel of our Mishnah? Ditnan, our Mishnah said, Hamocha peros achadero. If somebody sells peros, vizaron, and you plant them, v'lo tamchu, and they don't grow, v'filu zerapishtin, and even if it's flax, ein achayi b'achu yuzon, you don't have to pay back. Skip the parentheses. Now aim at seifa. Look at the seifa. Rav Shir ben Gamliel omer, zeron egina, if you sell, what's it called? You sell flowers, she'ein anechon, that's not even edible, chayi b'achu yuzon. Of course you have to pay that. Does Tanakhama argue on that? Does Tanakhama hold that when it comes to a non-edible item, even then you don't have to pay? Tanakhama hold it? Can anyone hold at that? Of course not. Tanakhama nami hachi kamar. They also agree with that. If you sell something not edible, you can't walk it and it doesn't grow, the owner, the seller can't say, oh, I thought you were going to eat it. I thought you were going to eat that. Nobody eats that. That's not even a meal. That's nobody. Zerapit, I'm sorry, where am I? She'en echal bachriyasan. Tadakam rachni kamar. Right? Zerapishan hudain echal bachriyasan. Only when it comes to pishan, I have an out. The seller has an out. What can the seller say? I thought you were going to eat it. Ha, zeronagina, but when it comes to that, zeronagina, she'en echalin, nobody eats that. Chayab bachriyasan, you'd have to pay. Elolav, what must be the machlokas? You know, Shir ben Gamliel, the Tanakama. What are they arguing about? Elav, they're arguing about how to ikabanaihu. They're arguing about the expenses. Mar savar de mezera, umar savar af hotza. Tanakama holds no, just the price of the seed. The Rav Shir ben Gamliel adds on no, even the expenses. That must be what they're arguing about. Otherwise, what are they arguing about? Can the Tanakama think for a minute that the fellow could say, I thought you were going to eat that non edible thing? I thought you could eat that piece of metal. That's crazy. I thought you were going to eat that piece of metal, right? No one who would say that. So it must be argued about the expenses. Of course Tanakhama agreed if you sell a flower. Who eats flowers? Right? So Gemara says, Mimai, who said, Dilma Ibcha, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the Tanakhama makes you pay the expenses, and Rav Shir ben Gamliel came along to say, no, you don't pay the expenses. So the Gemara says, Halo Kasha, no, that's not a Kasha. You know why? Because Kol Tana Basra, L'tfuyi Milsa Kai Asi. Whenever you have a Mishnah, the second Tana is always saying more, not less. Second Tana is always saying more. Tanakhama said X, but Rav Shir ben Gamliel says X plus Y. You never have the other way around. Tanakhama never says X plus Y, and then the second sheet that comes and says, no, just X. That you never have. So that's not a kasha. Okay? Kol tana basra l'tfuy in milsa ka'asi. For Dilma, listen to this kasha. I don't even understand this kasha. For Dilma, maybe kol Rav Shir ben Gamliel. The whole thing is Rav Shir ben Gamliel, and so we don't have a source that Rav Shir ben Gamliel holds. You pay for expenses. The whole thing is Rav Shir ben Gamliel. For chesuri mechzera, and it's a chesuri mechzera for hachitani. And this is how the Mishnah should read. Hamoche pears lechaveru. If somebody sells pears to his friend for chzaron and he plants them for lo tzamchu and they didn't grow, afilu zera pishtan in a chayav b'chur yusan. Even if it's flat, you're not chayav. The Rav Shir ben Gamliel. Divrei Rav Shir ben Gamliel. Why? Rav Shir ben Gamliel Omer. He said, skip the parentheses, Zerone Gina, seeds, she'ein nechalin, that you don't plant, that are not edible, chai b'achriyu, son. So it could be, but this is not even a Mishnah that supports the idea that Rav Shir ben Gamliel holds, you pay for expenses. Where do we see you're going to pay for expenses? Right here. Elohad Rav Shir ben Gamliel Tatanya. Hamolachit and Letochon, if you bring your wheat to a grinder, to grind your wheat, why? Because you want fine flour. V'lo lasa son, and he didn't do it. He didn't take out the kernel from the chaff. V'asan subin, and he made bran or more son or a different kind of bran. What's that called today in America? That's called whole wheat. Whole wheat is when you leave the bran on. In the times of the Gemara, that was considered the junk. Nobody ate that. Today, that's considered chashuv, right? Nobody ate that. You're gonna have to pay for that. You didn't give me white bread. You gave me whole wheat. Who eats whole wheat? Nobody eats that, right? Kemach lenachtov, or you bring flour to the baker. V'afo pas nipulin, and he made pas crumbly. Or behemel atavach, you bring an animal to the shochet. V'nivla, and he messed up and he made it into a nevela. Chayiv. All these cases, the guy's chayiv. Why? He's like a shomer sacher, and he blew it for you. Fine. Rashir ben Gamliel Omer, not only that, notice about Dimei Boshto. You have to pay for the boshes. What happened? The guests come, nothing to eat. Why? Because the shochet blew it. So there's nothing for them to eat. So you have to pay for that. So what do you see? Rashir ben Gamliel holds, you have to pay for expenses. Right? Also, but Dimei Boshes, Orchav, and they're embarrassed. They come to, they're embarrassed, sitting at the table, nothing to eat. So everyone's embarrassed, right? You have to pay for all that. V'chein hoi Rav Shir ben Gamliel Omer mina gadol hoi b'Yerushalayim. There was a mina gadol hamot esudah lechaveru v'kilkula. If there was a suda that you were invited from friends and somehow there was a mess up, notice lo d'mei boshto, you have to pay for the boshes. For d'mei boshes orchav, and for the boshes of the guests also, everybody's embarrassed, right? When you come to a wedding and nothing to eat, the owners feels bad and all the guests feel bad. It's a two way embarrassment. So you know what? According to Rav Shir ben Gamliel, if the guy who messed up, whoever it was, he serves holy bread in a chasana, who would do that? It's only junk. You have to pay for that. Od minag hoya be Yerushalayim. Another minag was in Yerushalayim. Interesting minag. Mapa purs al gabi ha-pesach. They used to hang a tablecloth on the outside of the house. Kol zman sha mapa pursa, as long as the tablecloth was hanging out the window, or some kind of cloth. Orchin nichnasin. Then the orchin will welcome inside to come in for lunch. Nistalka ha-mapa, once the mapa was taken away, ein orchin nichnasin. That's it, no more guests now. Now, it was just a good thing, right? In other words, you didn't have to. Where can I go? I'm hungry. No, you see, look, come lunchtime, people were balei chesed. They had the white flag hanging out the window. Come right in. After a while, you don't have to have it open the whole day. Now you wait till the next meal, and again you'll see the flags outside. It was a good way to know that the neim could know where they can go to have a meal. They don't have to walk the streets and have nowhere to go. Okay, so we'll stop here. We got to the Mishnah, and today's shiur was learned. Ilan Nishmas. It was sponsored by Brachy and Kenny Norensberg, Lila Nishmat Brachy's father. The art site's tomorrow. His name is, 1 second. His name is Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. The Neshama should have an aliyah.